Said to me, Gordon, I'm taking your burden away.
Hallelujah.
A wonderful Savior, Jesus, He taketh my burden away.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that to all of us tonight. Can we accept that? Can we hear Him say that to us? I'm supposed to look this way too. He taketh your burden away.
Yes.
We're going to present these things that constitute burdens to him, and he's going to take them away. You have to give it over to him. Just give it over to Jesus and then sing his praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for speaking to us already.
Yes.
To encourage our hearts to put our trust in you and take from your hand that which we stand in need of, not only for ourselves, but for those whom you've laid upon our heart and we're praying for. Lord, let there be a victory this evening that will glorify thy name, that will redound to your praise. Lord, be glorified among us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, take our burdens away. That song intrigues me when Fanny Crosby said, "With numberless blessings each moment he crowns." Every moment is filled with his good purposes and designs towards us that he will fulfill. Praise the Lord. He's thinking, his thoughts are more than we can understand. He has thoughts of toward tonight. Tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let us worship him.
Yes, Lord.
Let us bow down. Let us bow down. Let us bow down. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, Lord, you are able. You are able. The Lord is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. The Lord is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, because he ever liveth to make intercession for us. The Lord is able, oh, to present us spotless before the glory of his throne. Hallelujah. Oh, you're able to deliver us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is able. He's able. I know, Lord. The troubled sea.
So also sing number 41 in our hymn book.
Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior. the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's blazes far and wide. For I opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright.
Remember the campers tonight in the cottage and the village, Nonanta. Let's just pray that God would pour out His Spirit. I believe in the village they're having bunk worship tonight. And so let's pray that God would just rest upon each counselor, upon each cabin. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Someone lead us, please.
Father, we pray for those little boys in the cottage, and we pray for that one little girl. Father, we pray for the two sisters that are running it, and
Stantia.
Lord God, we pray you bless them. We pray you bless those little houses, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray your blood would just soak those beds with
your
love.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, bring salvation. Bring salvation, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We thank you for the village.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come
these boys
come tonight, Lord, come
that your presence will draw their hearts, O Lord.
Each counsel, Lord, anoint each counsel,
O God, subdued unto yourself, hearts opened and prepared to receive you, O God. Come, my Lord. Thank you that it's your work, Lord, and we pray that you would do your great work in each life, Lord, to draw each of these hearts. Save them to the uttermost, O Lord. Thank you that you're able to do that, for you ever live to make intercession for us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, move by your Spirit, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
On every dwelling.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Cloud by day and fire by night.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Sometimes if you read a publication, maybe a newspaper or something like that, or a magazine, you find that they have a little page, and it's maybe a part of in the front. It says corrections. Did you ever see that in the newspaper? They correct things. Well, I have to correct something I said. So last night, I told you the story of Marie Brown and how she received the baptism, and during that at that time she had a vision, and I believe her story is in Out of Zion, so you can read about that, and you can find that book in the boathouse. But I wrongly associated her with the hymn that's written by Mary Brown, so forgive me. Now the record I think is straight. But they were two different persons, and that was brought to my attention kindly this morning. So, and we're happy to have Brother Eddie with us tonight, and he has a word for us, at least of greeting or something that Lord has laid on his heart. Come.